Mother's Day is fast approaching, folks. I can tell you, thanks to the internet, it's on Sunday the 12th of May 2024. So we've got a bit of time up our sleeves, but don't let us get complacent. The best place you can go right now is chemistwarehouse.co.nz. What Mum Really Wants. There's a sub tab there, and there's also a catalogue out now, looking after us here at the morning shift and looking after you and your mum.
Love you, Mum. I said it first, that means I love my mum the most.
Yo, Mama, it's love.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go. Never fold.
Ten toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The Morning Shift. Powered by Uno Media.
Everything in between. It's a big trust Tuesday. We're here for our morning shifters, from our misters to our sisters. We back for another show, just in case you missed us.
Do the dishes.
It's all powered by Uno Media. Paper Scissors Rock. Oh, don't you say those three words. My tour, Mark, you won yesterday. But you gotta stay blessed.
No stress.
We got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to new media, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your hearts.
Let's get it, get it.
Come on. Gang, gang, gamo.
We got a longer show.
Should we do it today? Should we do it right now?
No.
Let's do it right.
I got PTSD from this.
I got a trouble.
That will never happen again, by the way, guys.
Well, it might. It might. Don't say never.
It was random.
Don't say
I'm
never.
Saying never.
It was random, and we had to stick to our word. Like,
bro, the integrity of gang, gang,
it was gamo. Annoying. It was annoying because we had everything set.
I think it was a reminder for shifters to know that, too, that it's sacred.
It is. The rules.
So what is on the show today? Basically everything we missed out yesterday after Paper Scissors Rock.
And a bit more.
And a bit more. Mark, you want to talk about sports?
We are
going to touch on that. And shout out to Two Times You. Jordan, you got a guest on the show today. But he's basically like he's family around these ways.
Oh, we have our MVP shifter. I'm going to say it. Like, we love you all. But, you know, some put more effort in than others. I think if you know, you know.
He should
know
be on the payroll, who's going to be on. Dude.
Pocket rocket of a human.
He is joining us on the show. I have a very... I actually don't even know if I should be bringing this one to the table because it's close to home. It's about a relationship, but one person doesn't really know what's going on. I can't give away too much just yet, but it involves an animal as well. So we're going to talk about that on the show and a whole bunch more because we missed out yesterday. But we always start the show with an absolute...
Boy!
And Jordan... Has those honors today. Once again, run it back.
Man, this is one of the best DJs, I think, in the world. He does a lot of Boiler Room. He does a lot of... he's an amazing DJ. He does a lot of his own remixes. His name's Jael. He's from the Netherlands, but he's one of us. I said, Sapuzo. He goes, Sapuzo. I said, can I please get that Dropbox link for that song on your Instagram page? He said, say less. Let's boosh.
Say I wanna leave you in the morning, but I need you now.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I find you, I give you what you needed. I know what you like.
How do you say him in the Netherlands?
I feel it coming.
Oh, in the pocket.
Time is of the essence.
Yeah. Mean mug face like this.
I try to teach you, but I need some lessons. I need to give it up.
That's all you get today for your vibe track. I hope that's starting you right on a Tuesday.
He's one
Thank
of us.
Thank you, Jael. He one of us, baby.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. Good start to the show. What's up, OG? How are you?
I'm well. I am well. I must say, it did throw me being ready and waiting with a show yesterday, and then like losing in the game of scissors, paper, rock.
Paper, scissors, rock, Mark. Don't you do that no more.
Paper, scissors, rock. And it was going against everything in my moral fiber. I wanted to stay with the deal. but I didn't want to stay, you know what I mean? But I didn't want to break the sacred oath of paper, scissors, rock.
Well, no, you did the right thing.
We all did the right thing, I know, but it felt bad because I felt like we let the shifters down. And then looking at the shifters' Facebook page, people were like, oh, it felt like we got cut off.
But you can't live with yourself knowing, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, so I am, you know what? I'm torn, but my apologies for winning.
Hey, I don't always get to see everything on the Facebook group page, but Brooke, I only saw this morning because, you know, the algorithm is going to, you know, show you stuff you didn't see. But some you and Flatbush, my boy, getting some.
Oh, is it Tarn's Kitchen, baby?
Yeah, Tarn's Kitchen.
You got to go Tarn's Kitchen if you've never been there before.
I mean, what was that about? Yeah,
Bro, they do the best steak and mushroom you ever had in your life. It's a 45-minute drive for me. It's a 45-minute drive. I made the drive to go out there.
It feel like Porirua for you, eh? That's
felt like home, baby. Yeah, felt like home. I did, but
I would like to high-five the shifter that took the time to take the photo from around behind the tree. I would love to see more of Brooke posted on our Facebook page in unique positions.
Don't do that. No,
in fact, I'm going to put a prize out to the best.
It's a little creepy, but it's safe.
That wasn't safe. Didn't feel safe to me.
I would like more comments like this. Someone said, did he mistake curtains for shorts?
Hey, those shorts are a vibe, by the way. Yeah, people are hating on them.
You just wearing them the wrong way. They are a vibe. Checkered shorts, it's giving Illuminati symbolism vibes.
You guys wouldn't know about that. I'm not allowed to talk about that part of my life.
Someone said chest shorts have an ass.
First checkmate.
Don't just attack my mate, alright?
Put those on. That was checkmate those shorts.
You have to ask for a photo first.
More photos. Prizes, best photo.
Angle from around the bend.
I love our shifters. They just go hard.
Hey, before we jump into the show, quick question. And really have a think about this. What's the biggest animal you think you could beat in hand-to-hand combat? Or hand-to-paw combat, maybe? What's the biggest animal you reckon you could take?
Well, you thought you could take a bear on.
Nah, but then I really thought about this. Like, there's some cats out there that I think maybe if they
couldn't take a cat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the cat might be where I draw the line.
I know what you're doing, bro. This is a directed at me because I'm still in a battle with a cat.
I could take some dogs on.
Certain ones.
How big?
Anyone.
I'm taking Priest.
Yeah, you could take Priest. Honestly, that's not even a proper battle.
If my life was threatened, straight kick to the nose. Like, I would have thought about it.
Pile drive to the face.
we would never do this to animals. Can I just say?
We would never.
We would never. I reckon.
I said my life was threatened. Okay.
I reckon life threatening biggest animal, size wise, I could definitely take out a sheep. That's easy. I don't know why it's threatening my life.
Not a goat though, eh?
I could handle
a goat, bro.
You can disable a goat pretty easily by holding its horns. Once you've got a hold of their horns, it's pretty easy. You can direct their neck. You can throw them down the ground.
I can't really argue with that.
A goat's pretty easy. A bull or a cow, anything that size. We're outmatched.
I could take a giraffe.
You could not take a giraffe.
I've just had this thought, bro.
You couldn't take a giraffe.
At the legs. You dive at that knee, boom, down.
No, you don't. You bounce off its knee. It stands on you and beats you.
I dive feet forward.
Have you seen the giraffes whip their neck?
Bro, have you seen a giraffe try and drink water?
Why a giraffe? Giraffes ginormous, bro.
That's what I just thought, bro. But I just had this thought. I could take a giraffe. I'm surprised you guys don't think you could take a giraffe.
Let's move on.
There is no way.
Believe in yourself, boys. Believe in yourself.
Daily bread.
I got it.
That's right, guys. Daily bread. Breaking bread. With the news of today. Tell you who's draft of the day.
I got it, man.
And today is April 23rd. That's 114 days deep into the year. 252 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It's International Creator Day today. This is for all the content creators out there making a real contribution to society.
Are you G-ing up? There's not a content creator day.
It is International Creator Day.
Someone who creates, like, invents stuff, surely.
It's anything to do with creation. So, like, you might be into pottery. You might have one of those pottery machines. You are creating something. It's your day as well. It's not just content.
Sorry, I know we're just quickly going, but it still buzzes me up that so many people create content every day. Like, and I think that's the biggest psyop.
Psyop.
I mean, at least we're trying to get paid for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. But the fact that people are so in tune just to make some kind of content every single day.
Everything is
like,
content.
It's amazing.
Mm-mm.
How did they do that?
It's also International English Language Day.
I could be better at that.
That's the most confusing of languages. English
is backwards, isn't it?
What does that mean?
How we structure our sentences compared to the rest of the world, like you speak about Te Reo or just other languages around the world. Apparently, English is structured backwards.
It's really badly done. Like the English language, if you were doing a do-over, the English language wouldn't be used.
Oh, imagine trying to learn it in your older age.
It's horrendous.
Oh, no way.
And finally, it's movie theatre day. Oh, taking us back to the day we grab the popcorn,
I
big
love
fizzies.
That.
Yeah.
I love movie theatres.
What was the last movie you went and saw at the actual movies?
June 2.
Yeah, June 2. Before that, Bob Marley.
Heard that was really good. Has anyone seen Kung Fu Panda 2? Is that out? Or 4,
yeah,
sorry?
It's terrible.
Really?
It's terrible.
Oh,
they tend to release those ones during the school holidays, eh? Just so they know they're going to get
a bag. They get their little kitty, their little school holiday bag.
Yes, exactly. Happy International Movie Theatre Day.
Love that. Guys, I know I've said this like 10 times, but apparently next week the US Senate actually is voting the bill in to ban TikTok. I know I feel like we've heard this 20 times, but I did check the date and that happened on, this was posted on Sunday.
So when they ban TikTok, what happens? This is for the American listeners.
American,
so what would happen?
Too.
They would just shut that website down. It wouldn't be available. The app would not be available in the States. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I was watching some random podcast thing and some guy from the army was talking about like TikTok and how he knows it sounds silly, but like it's seen as a weapon, a political weapon, because basically in this age of information, where so much information can be filtered through, and this generation seems to be, that seems to be the place where they're plugged in and they get their news, it's an issue for, I guess, society feeling unsettled. But you can also look at that as they're getting rid of it because they can't control as many people, you know, they can't control the information, the bleed. And we all know this example, but the example used, the same type of app, and we can't, you know, China probably has its problems too, but their young people 16 and under only get 40 minutes in terms of like using the entertainment on the apps that they're allowed to use over there, and then everything else has to be for learning. And there's problems on that side too, but it's just like, yeah, TikTok.
I guess China has banned American social media sites, but I think the interesting thing
always
is
that
if you were to take your phone with your TikTok algorithm over to China, it would filter heavily your content that comes through it, and it would give you much more educational content, and that's where the big throw
and
off
who
is.
Decides
you'd
that,
have to
right?
VPN
who
too,
writes
right?
the algorithms
absolutely so the Americans are sitting there going, okay, so all
we
this content that's being watched by our kids and the next generation of our leaders is just, it's crap. Like, it's entertainment crap. It's all the silly stuff. It's misinformation. Whereas if you go to China and use exactly the same app, they filter it heavily so that their kids are all learning educational stuff. It's used as an educational tool. And it's just like...
Or is that what we're led to believe?
Yeah. But that's what the Americans are saying.
To
are
us,
happening,
right?
And that's why they want to ban it. And they can't control, obviously, the information coming their way.
Definitely. Although in saying that, my second daily bread... Sorry, guys. Got to get this out there. I am rooting for China because if you buy reps, fake stuff... Not me, by the way. Not me. But apparently all the reps and fake warehouses got raided. And for those who do know, your websites are shut down. So...
oh, no.
Yeah, buying fake Louis or fake Jordans. China will figure it out, though.
They'll work it out.
They'll work it out. Just give them a few months. But shout out to the rep buyers. Unlucky.
My daily bread today. This is almost comical. Tesla has had to recall their Cybertrucks. Have you ever seen the Cybertruck? It looks like
stupid.
A tinfoil plate that you take from the market when you fill it up at the marae. But they've had to recall 4,000 Cybertrucks due to the pedals sticking. This is supposed to be the best.
Sorry.
Right.
The pedal's sticking. You might just think, sitting there going, yeah.
Something small.
No, imagine if the accelerator is stuck on. It's
Whoops. So they've had to recall 4,000. But when you look at it, it's modeled as the most indestructible, the best thing since sliced bread, and it just keeps going wrong and wrong.
They've had to recall
wrong.
Teslas too, and different problems and issues with maps. And.
But people will continue to buy.
Teslas are flash. Don't toot at me, though. Two to me in your pizza.
That's a rabbit hole, Tesla. Go down it. It's good.
Anyway, they've had to recall 4,000 of those bad boys because it's not going the right way or the way that they saw it going. So good luck with that. Good luck with it.
That is your Daily Bread, guys. Breaking bread
with the news of today.
This is the Morning Shift.
That's the penalty, and that's the game. All Blacks into the semi-finals.
Hey, we're not done, dog. I want three. I want back-to-back.
Flex those biceps, Sean Johnson.
That is enormous.
He says, Sydney, you want to see the anti-hero? Here I am.
Wild celebration for a goal from his wildest dreams.
The Weekend Sports Wrap, brought to you by Two Times You. Train harder, recover faster.
Two Times You, baby.
Almua spins it across the line. Whitey, Sevu, Reese. Reese with a stop and go, Sevu. Sevu Reese becomes the Crusaders' all-time try scorer.
Wow. We got there quick.
He goes past the Red and Blacks legend, Caleb Ralph, and it's Sevu on top.
Yeah, time for your sports wrap. Sorry we missed it yesterday. All thanks to Two Times You, proud compression partners of the One New Zealand Warriors. If Dallin and Sean can score against the Dragons Saturday night, then why can't we?
That's right. In life with Two Times You.
In life with Two Times You. So you heard the clip there. That is Sevu Reese becoming the all-time leading scoring try scorer for the Crusaders. 53 tries in 67 appearances. Gentlemen,
wow, that's amazing.
It was a strange old weekend of results in Super Rugby.
I got a big smile on my face. I didn't actually see this game, but I just saw the score for the Crusaders' fourth game. Excuse me? So what? What's
that
going on
score,
down there?
37 points to 15 against the second-to-last Western Force. The Crusaders dead last. 37-15. Now, the Crusaders are... like, this is my... My first thoughts, and let's go around the room and think about this, but my first thought is the Crusaders were famous for losing really good players, rebuilding, restocking, and being back the next year, right? This year, they have gone to a completely new level of, well, low for them, and it's almost alarming that you'd be beaten by the Western Force, and not just beaten, soundly beaten. 37-15, that's a thrashing, and I actually think it's a little bit sad.
I mean, to their argument that they don't have any goats still hanging around. They always had a goat floating around, you know, like when Dan Carter and Richard left, Kieran was still there. Sam Whitelock was still there. They don't have any goats still floating around, which makes a huge difference in the locker room. But to be going where they're going, and 37-15 to the Force? Ooh.
I know we should probably feel like we would have thought Crusaders would have won a lot more games, not necessarily won the comp. I don't think any of us thought they were going to win, necessarily. But, you know, you've lost Richie, you've lost, you know, head coach.
Sam Whitelock.
You've lost leaders and you've lost culture.
Will Jordan's injury.
Like, culture anchors, really. And I've actually been down to the Crusaders facility and Canterbury Rugby. And for years, I've actually carried a lot of the same ethos and they've picked the right coaches to carry that on. There's, like... we did a team building down there for a place I used to work, and we were kind of leading their leadership qualities. And I was like, from the stuff they had in their changing rooms to the ethos they had as a club, as a union, I was like, oh, this is why they keep winning. But I think you take any key anchor culture, you know.
The pillars,
you're going to have what we're having. And yeah, I think now we're feel a little bit stink, but.
Nope.
I just think it's a.
We all be into it.
It is hard for rugby. Rugby's already having its criticisms, I guess. So to see basically every New Zealand team just pumping Australia and the other teams on top of Crusaders, one of our marquee New Zealand teams, like not doing too well. It's kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
It does. I also think too, like, you know, they just said then that Sevu Reese just becomes the number one try scorer of all time for the Crusaders. And it's such a storied franchise. And we don't want to say anything bad about that. But, like, they are, you just look, like Caleb Ralph, for instance. When he was who he just took Caleb Ralph's record.
You look Caleb Ralphie.
I'm not Caleb Ralph, no. But I think to myself, like, Caleb Ralph was not an outstanding player.
Yeah, didn't he just play for long and catch the ball and
totally? But that's an idea to what the Crusaders would manage to do. If that's your top try scorer, it's just been taken over by Sevu Reese, like, that is an example of why the Crusaders have been so great. And I think, Jordan, you struck on it there. Cultural leaders are so different to, like, you know how in the NRL they talk about, oh, you got to have a good spine. You got to have this and that. The Crusaders have just proved that it's actually, there's such a culture to a coach And that's the biggest, I think, the biggest difference this year has
culture's
been...
Culture's the key with everything.
They have absolutely changed it. But culture is the key to everything. And New Zealand rugby could, like, learn a lot from that straight away. Oh, I get, like, you know what I mean? Like, it can't just be the person who's won the most or anything. There's a reason why they win, and culture must be that thing.
Yeah, correct. But winning can also mask heaps of things.
Totally. Oh, when you're winning, that's a bar.
When you're winning, you just, oh, that's okay, because we got the dub. Ah, that one's all right, too, because we got the dub. But you start losing a couple games, these cracks start to show. And they've had it for, you know, they've had it for so long. They've had it so good.
Yeah.
It's just, maybe it's just their time.
Maybe that's even in relation, I'm not going to say that. I'm not trying to be smart, but that's so true. When you win for so long, the cracks don't really show, but I think we're starting to see that. But we'd love to, we want to get behind rugby. We want to, you know, support it, of course. We still watch. Let's go.
Two teams we can still be well behind. Hurricanes and Blues won their matches.
Stand up, Wellington.
I think Canes are winning it this year, eh? Why don't we just go out and say that?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Wow.
I don't want to do that.
The Blues did all right. Why are you gifting the Hurricanes the championship straight away? The Blues are up there. Second place.
I think.
Top of the table clash this weekend.
I'm always Blues, but what I perceive is happening culturally at the Hurricanes.
Oh, it's so good.
The way that they're playing, it's going to be hard to stop.
And we lost Cam. The thing we did also lose a sub for Amor. Not sure how long he's going to go out for, and I hope he's not out for very long, because it's a huge loss for the Hurricanes. But even after losing Cam Roygaard, even after playing that game with 13 players at one point, still just finding a way to win it.
Exactly.
So
Ruben Love getting an All Black jersey this year?
Has to.
He's going to make the squad, right?
Surely.
I think there's a few Hurricanes that will make the squad this year for the very first time.
In other news, the other New Zealand team, the Highlanders, they got pumped by the Reds 31-0. So with six rounds to go, the Hurricanes are sitting pretty on top, lose in second.
Wait, the Reds beat the Highlanders 31-0?
Nil?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that part.
Mm-hmm.
Culture, yeah. Highlanders, culture.
Blues are in second place on the table, the Brumbies and the Rebels in third and fourth.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so that's this weekend. That's a big game.
That's
Hurricanes
a huge
versus Blues.
Huge game.
8-0 for the Hurricanes.
Eden Parquet.
Yeah. And the Blues are 7-1. The only loss of the head is to the Hurricanes.
Do I feel a bet going on?
No, we ain't.
In other news, a rubbish night in the NRL for the Warriors taking on St. George Friday.
Very efficient opening set for St. George Illawarra.
A kick indeed, a kick in the pants for the Warriors. 30 points to 12, the Dragons beat them. And you know what, this was one of those games that they were favourites. I think a lot of people thought they would win. There was a lot of big news coming out about the club over the week. Obviously the signing of James Fisher-Harris. And then they turn up, they play against St. George, and that happened. 30 points to 12. Gentlemen, did you watch the game? How did you feel? I mean, people are, from me in my circles, everyone's like, we needed a bit of a touch-up. We needed a reminder.
Nah,
you know?
I didn't watch. So. I need your breakdown. I was on the waters.
Felt like they worked us out. That's my take. Felt like they kind of knew what it is that we were wanting to do, and they prevented it from happening, and we didn't quite feel like we had another game plan that we could run out on them, and that was alarming to me.
I've heard that touch-up thing a couple times now as well. I don't know if we needed that just yet. I don't think it's not last year. Our results aren't the same as last year right now. Still early in the season. I don't know if we needed that gentle reminder just yet. I think we needed to win a couple more. I'm not even joking. I think we needed to win 3 or 4 on the trot. Find that rhythm and then get that gentle reminder. I don't know if this was...
It was horrible, Jordan. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. I sat there going, come on, boys. Turn it around. You know how sometimes we do go behind and then we show this really good defense and then we start getting up on top and then it just felt like that full game, we couldn't quite get a sentence in. It was so annoying. It was like, argh.
You're allowed to have a bad day at the office. You're allowed to have a horrendous day at the office. And that sounds like what happened, but I think when you're so accustomed to winning, you can feel the disappointment of these losses. And I feel like sometimes you need a catalyst in the season, like a reminder that kind of anchors you in, like, remember when that happened? What did our prep look like that week? What did our film look like that week?
True.
And it kind of just tightens everything up. I think Webster will feel energized that maybe Dragons kind of figured them out. He goes back to the drawing board, brings different game plan, you know what I mean? Or finds out how we can help the boys. I'm not sure. I'm completely talking out of my butt, but I like it.
I'd rather have a bad day and still win. I want to be one of those clubs where you do have a bad day and that, all that kind of review and stuff happens on the backs of not winning by enough.
Except you have
that's
to...
What I, yeah. That's the selfish person I am.
This is a conversation we never used to have as Warriors fans.
Totally.
Where that didn't look like us.
See,
that was not us.
That.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
It's still a positive, boys.
It's still a positive.
We're still up. Up to us.
And, gentlemen, over the weekend, there was a fight that happened that I think it absolutely drowned out my social media. For some reason, every single day when I went on there during the lead up to this, it was all about it. Yeah, boxing, knocking on the door again. That fight, Ryan Garcia taking on Devin Haney, happened on Sunday, and Garcia with a couple of knockdowns of Haney. And it was a fight. It was crazy because
it was a fight.
The lead up from what I gather, and I'm not massive into boxing, but the lead up from what I gathered from every video that was coming up on my socials, it was all about the fact that King Ryan had lost his mind. We talked about the bet, and that ended up finishing the show earlier, where he bet that he would make weight. He didn't make weight. Ended up costing him 1.5 mil, and he paid it. And then that fight happened. Jordan, you're more into boxing than I. What was the story behind these two fighters? Why was it so big? Why did everyone want to see this scrap happen?
Yeah, this build-up was very interesting to watch.
It was different.
Brooke, you can touch on it too, but basically Devin Haney in his professional career is undefeated. He holds the belts. The three kind of kings that are seen in this division are Gervonta Davis, Devin Haney, and Ryan Garcia. Gervonta beat Ryan Garcia in exceptional fashion the last time they fought. Then Garcia went to Haney for this fight. The thing is, they've fought six times in amateurs, and Ryan's beaten him three times. It's 3-3, so it's not a stranger. And so I don't really think Ryan. For those who don't know the context, Ryan Garcia, he came in overweight. He was drinking a beer at the press conference. He looked like he was on some kind of
hallucinogenic
Panadols or drugs, really. That's what he looked like for a lot of the promos. And he just seemed possessed and crazy. What kind of like, and this is where I can't really figure it out, is he decided to talk about that he's, basically, in the world of Hollywood or in the world of famous people, they get told to do things. And he said he had seen obscene things around
people with power
and what they do, and it's horrendous. And he's saying, like, I'm not them. Why isn't anyone talking about it? But he's not obviously saying who they are. And
but he said the place that they will go to watch
I think some of what he's saying, I'm saying could be true, but why is he allowed to say something and he's still allowed to fight? And so I'm like thinking, is he just making this up? To he knows that this generation, this kind of like his generation, that they're very impressionable and it's all entertaining to them. But I was really confused by his behavior in this fight, and I actually thought that the fight shouldn't go ahead because he definitely seemed like he had some kind of chemical imbalance. But he goes and wins the fight.
And he looked good in the ring too. Like he was controlled. That was the part I couldn't work out as well. I thought that the fight was going to be one round, two round. He was going to swing himself out. Hope that he won the fight with a puncher's blow. But he probably fought the most impressive fight that he's ever fought in his career. It was calculated. It was to the point. He knew exactly where he was trying to get to. They tussled a bunch. That left came. And his left is like his go-to, right? That's his moneymaker. That's
what kiss from God, he said.
It is a kiss from God. And he landed that three times, and three times he went down. So was he playing chess?
Here's what I don't like.
I can't work it out either.
A lot of the commentary was, wow, he duped everyone. I don't think that's the case. I think he is unwell. I also just think he's been boxing since a kid, has fought Devin Haney six times, and you have muscle memory. He wouldn't have a sense that he's seen the same punches.
They've actually done this.
So I think it was an anomaly type of win. It was just a crazy type of win.
Well, I got the internet rolling, and it seems to be on everyone's socials, and I'm glad the fight's done now. So it can open up everyone's algorithms for something else. They probably will run it back. I do want to quickly touch on the NBA playoffs before we leave.
Yes. What are our predictions?
What am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to run through, and we've already got a few games that have already happened, so I'll just say, you guys can say who you think is going to win each series. Playoff round one, Cavaliers, Magics. Who's winning that? Who's going through to the next round?
I don't really know too much about this, but Cavs.
Cavs. Jordan?
I've got to go Cavs.
Cavs. Timberwolves, Suns.
The Timberwolves, man.
You going Timberwolves?
Nah, Suns.
Ant's my new favorite player.
Bro, Anthony Edwards calling out Kevin Durant.
But in like the best way possible.
It was so good to watch. Knicks Sixers. That's a tough
one. That's Knicks, bro.
I think Knicks got that.
I gotta go with Knicks.
And Joel Embiid, he needs to just move the team if he loses this one.
He needs to go to the Knicks.
His poor knee, man. I don't know if he can keep doing it.
Lakers Nuggets.
Yeah. You know what?
No, you're not. He wouldn't. He wouldn't do it, Brooke. He wouldn't.
I'll put $50 on Lakers right now to win that series.
What are they paying? Off feeling that the Lakers can
actually
do it
I don't
as well.
Sorry.
AD was incredible. LeBron's incredible. D'Lo was terrible in game one. He's been shooting the ball so well.
Lakers are going to win the series.
Austin Reeves needs to show up.
Really? He's kind of. You think the Lakers are going to beat the Nuggets?
You know what I think?
I think they can do it.
They didn't throw the game against the Pelicans. Oh, no. Who they play? They didn't throw that game, which. That means they want to play Denver.
I think
they want to go through like.
But there's an arrogance there. They think that they're built for playoff basketball, which they technically are because of the age. But I would never run straight on into the Nuggets. Silly move.
I think that's why. I don't think it's
arrogance
silly.
There.
I think it's like if we get through Denver, we can win this whole thing. That's the way. And I'm not saying they will, but I think that was the best option that they had to not throw that game. And take the last year's champs on.
Okay.
Game one, they were up 14 at one point just before half, and then they brought it back Denver, and then they blew it out in the second half. It's there. It's 100% there. They just need to tidy up certain
parts. How long, though? This can't be a marathon for that team. It's got to be a sprint, and they've already lost game one.
They just have to steal one on the road. They'll get to it at home.
Fair enough. Celtics Heat in the East.
Oh, just wrap that series up now.
Got to be the season.
That's it.
Clippers Mavericks.
Clips look real good in game one.
Nah, Mavs.
Oh, you go Mavs.
Clips look real good in game one without Mavs. Kawhi too. I'll go Clips.
Bucks Pacers.
See, this is a fascinating one just because of all the rivalries
they've
had
all
year. Hasn't really gone the way that they thought. Bucks. How is Giannis with that knee? I'll go Bucks as well, but I think it might go seven.
Thunder Pelicans.
Thunder,
the youngest team ever. And playoff series.
And they're going to go from strength to strength,
Such
man. That's a
good
scary
team
in the future.
Anyway, we've dabbled on long enough. This is what we could have done yesterday if we hadn't lost the rock, paper, scissors. That's your sports. Thanks so much to Two Times You. We love you guys.
This is The Morning Shift.
Boys, I'm going to need your complete attention for this because I feel like I'm coming to the Wise Council.
Oh, Wise Hearts.
My dream. Please let us through the Wise Hearts.
This is a very peculiar situation that my friend has found himself in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say names because this could be very close to home and nothing is in concrete.
Can you make up a name then? Just to make it so I can picture somebody. At the moment, it's like one of those mannequins in the shop window.
Sally and Tom.
They're cool.
I love Sally. Great.
I love Sally and Tom too. Sally may have some things going on though that that's what we need to address here. Here's what's happened, Shifters. And Jordan and Mark in particular right now. Sally and Tom have a parrot. And this parrot has been taught, it's been trained to talk.
Hang on a sec. This is a real story. This is a real story. You have friends that own a parrot.
I've never met a brown person with a parrot.
Ever.
Prove me wrong, though.
I don't either. Selfie. Had to go with Sally and Tom. Their name's
very close. Nothing
wrong with that. Anyway, Sally and Tom, they have a parrot. And this parrot has been trained to talk and repeat things. Now, Tom spends a lot of time on the road. It's part of his job. It's what he does. Tom's been away for a month.
Long hiatus.
Long hiatus. It's part of the job.
We know what happens.
Up until this point, has had no issues. And maybe there is still no issues, but this is why I come to you guys. Tom's just got back. Sally leaves the house. The parrot started saying another man's name.
Jan.
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
Jan.
Doesn't know what to do.
Brooke.
Exactly. Johnny. Hey, that's not Tom.
That is a bit of a mind maze.
And doesn't want to know. He's like, am I overreacting here? Am I overthinking this? Is there more to this than what it is?
No, bro.
I said, bro, if I was a betting man, I'm not a betting man, but one thing only. But I'm going to take it to my people who are wiser than me, people who've been around the block, people who know a couple more things than I do. see things from a different angle, from a different lens. Let me come back and report back. So
I have a very adult answer. So, Mark, if you, what do you have? Because I'm just going to say what needs to happen.
I don't understand parrots. Birds have never been a thing in my life. Other animals, yes, but parrots are fascinating. And how do they learn and why do they learn? And could it be a prank? Can you teach a parrot a name and it just, or a noise and it just mimics it? And why would it mimic it? And I think there's a lot more. Before you burn down the house, you know, before you beat the bird cage, like, I feel like there should be, I need to do a little research into exactly how a bird would pick up another man's name.
He was like, bro, he said this to me. He said, do I talk to the parrot? That's when I said, no. Bro, things are starting to get out of hand here, brother.
You got to talk to the parrot.
You can't. Right, parrot's going to look, turn around when his partner comes back and be like, are you cheating? Are you cheating? Like, it'll be like, you know what I mean? Like, it'll start repeating back what you've said to it.
But I don't want my friend to sound like he's insane. Would you,
I just don't
would
believe
you, not
you have
do
a friend
the same
that owns
thing?
A parrot.
Right. Yeah, well, who owns a parrot? Probably the part, right. But would you not think the same thing? I've got to go have a yarn to the parrot. In any sane
Brooke
mind,
would
I think
definitely yarn to the parrot.
I would definitely. You guys wouldn't?
Maybe lead the house and be like, hey, brother. So
I've been away for a month, but who's Johnny? Who's Johnny, brother?
You just gotta go to your partner and you say, look, I know that you think that I am bulletproof. But being tough isn't what's required here. And there is a chance that if I'm not truthful about my emotions, I will create a void in my heart for you and resentment. So what I'm going to ask is, the parrot's been saying a name.
Wait. Everything sounded normal? What? Like a really grown-up conversation?
Yeah.
And then you said the word parrot, and then we're like, oh.
Okay, so the your friend in the cage in the lounge. uttered another name that isn't mine, and I'd just like to offer you an opportunity to
rebuttal.
Show me your contact list, all your messages, and can I match the name that he said? Nah. You just need to put it back on them. Make them lie about it. If not, you know, say, I'm going to ask you now. I trust you. And then we can move on. We can nip this in the bud. Continue with this beautiful,
got them, man.
Intimate relationship that we have.
I imagine Jordan having that conversation in the lounge and suddenly from the kitchen, nip it in the bud, nip it in the bud, nip it in the bud.
I'm sure, man. That is hard, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if this leveled up to another stage and he went to talk about it and the parrot was gone.
Bro.
The girl had heard it. And then
she had sold it.
She sold it.
Nah, I knew it was annoying.
It was broken.
What do you do? You got to leave.
Yeah, that's when the writing's on the wall. Mm. That's when you just see you later. Anyway, I'll report back with that. I will report back. There you go. Thank you. Hey, thank you, team. Appreciate
it. Wise hearts.
This is the morning shift.
Shifters, let me tell you, right now we have a very special guest that you will all be very happy about, particularly if you are on our Facebook Shifters page. He is one of the absolute MVPs, my favorite personally. Please welcome to the show, Kenny Topper!
Welcome to the show, brother!
Yeah, buddy, what's good? What's good, Fano? We're out here, we're out in Hissing, baby. It's your boy! Your boy!
That's it. Now,
energy.
We saw some great energy on the page over the weekend, but we forget, you're Mr. Whitehall himself, you know, where the powers are pristine, you know? How do you feel about, we've never actually asked you on the show, how did you feel about Mato Mark going at your hometown?
We have talked about this.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, we have.
I just thought we'd just revisit it. Are we over that yet, Kiri Topa?
Oh, to be honest, my bro, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious, bro. I was cracking up as soon as the cousin called me up and told me, hey, Mato Mark's talking kakao. I said, oh, shit, is that right, cousin? Hey, is that right? But I thought it was hilarious. Some of the whānau got a bit offended, but hey, that's on them. It's all good. Light work, baby, light work. It's all good.
That's it. Hey, so we saw you were able to win the tickets from literally Machu's grandmother. She gave you tickets to the 660 show, and then you went and kind of did your own thing with it. Can you just explain kind of what you did from there on, bro, and before you went to the show?
Man's glory.
Oh, so pretty much, you know, all those 660 shifters, if you will. They stole all the tickets. So I've done a bit of a reply video, and I thought it was pretty funny. I was just on the way home from mahi, so I thought, oh, I'll post it up. And then next minute, oh, holy handkerchief, it blew up. Hey, it blew up, and everyone was like, oh, roll it up, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, yeah, no. Just being me, and then that was all cool. Then I pretty much got the ticket from Nan. Thank you, Nan.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I just thought, far out, it'll be hilarious to make a T-shirt as well.
Yes.
So, sure enough, I sussed out one of my bros. Shout out to my bro, NH Designs. But, hit him up. Told him, bro, make me a shirt. This is what I want. Went to his buddy. We sorted it out.
Yo.
And then, just on the way down, I just wanted to debut it. So I put a bit of a clip up in the group. And then next minute, holy handkerchief, that's on fire too. Hey. It was like, shivers, man. I didn't expect all the hype and just everyone to embrace it. Eh? A lot of things that I do, I think it's pretty funny, but sometimes I question myself, am I pretty funny? But I post it up and it gets a lot of love. And, it was a pretty hard case.
Bro, you are hilarious.
You
are hilarious. Don't take that away from yourself.
Very hilarious.
Bro, speaking of getting love, I heard you got a bunch of love down there, bro. A bunch of photos. How's all that?
Oh, my bro, like, honestly, from the get-go, when I went down there, I was actually going to take one of my bros, but my mum told me to take my sister, so I thought I'd better listen to mum. So I took my sister, and we went to the box office, we got the tickets, and then the lady was like, oh, yeah, how can I help? And I just said, oh, two tickets for Whitehall. She goes, oh, yeah, here you are. And she goes, oh, I like your shoes. And I said, oh, I like your energy. Hey, you're getting the pass kick tonight, aren't you? Hey, I like your vibe. Hey, this is a good start to the event. This is a beautiful start. And then we walked in, and then we're about to go around the long way to go in, and then the security goes, no, all good, brother, just cut through here. So, far out, I felt like a VIP straight away.
Yes.
But we went in, and then literally just walked in, and then I hear this, let's pull.
Yes.
I turned around, it was a chair, brother, my bro. And just, yeah, a lot of shifters down there from here as well, up in Tamaki. And I just can't, express in words how cool it is to see, like, our community actually out there and coming and embracing me kind of thing. Like, yeah, it's all pretty new to me, but it's pretty cool to see how big our community is and of all ages too.
Definitely.
Like, there's a lot of older and younger shifters, and it's really cool. It's a good thing, you know?
Nah, totally, bro. Well, I mean,
felt that in my heart, brother.
I love checking in, and honestly, I love seeing your energy, and you're a big part of what we're doing and how we're shifting. So we got to do – I got plans. I'm not sure what they are yet, but you might be –
Something's coming,
brother. We need to do something with you, brother. We need to keep you on, but you keep making those messages in the group. You do bring so much smiles and laughs to people. My partner, actually she just can't stop laughing every time you post something. She just thinks it's just so funny. So thank you for all your encouragement, bro. Thank you for your energy. And keep winning prizes from old media and new media. I see you out here.
yeah, bro.
Stay with us,
brother. Before you shut me off, I just want to give a bit of a big mihi out to you, man. Just thank you for creating a space for me to express myself and just be me, you know, my authentic me, you know,
yeah,
and just making people smile. And I just want to thank
you know.
The newest media out there, baby. The band is coming out of your speakers.
Oh, thank you, bro. My bro, appreciate you.
Love, brother.
Have an awesome day. Cheers, brother.
Love, brother.
Cheers.
This is The Morning Shift.
Hey. Time for another round of Survival of the Littest.
Oh, I sound lit just then.
We got two littest peoples in the studio at the moment.
Everything litty, I stay on the black.
And they compete each week to see who the littest is this week. Brooke versus Jordan. And you can do this at home as well, playing in the car, sitting in the lounge.
It's
who is the
littest?
And nothing screams lit like who knows a burger from a joint. I'm going to name the burger.
What do you mean, bro?
You tell me what restaurant it comes from.
Oh, okay.
Kapwai?
Kapwai.
Oh, we know
I'm going to lose this, bro.
Oh, don't you do that. That's violent. That's violent. That's hella violent, bro.
I know.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
I'll put my best foot forward.
Oh, yeah, who brings the most grease in the family? We'll be finding out right here. Okay.
Even after 25 hard, I can't get out of that joke. That's crazy.
The winner is the person who can name the most burgers, or label the burger from each joint, all right?
Oh, I got it.
I do love a burger. Same. Probably my favorite thing to eat.
Burger?
I just love the simplicity, you know? I love bread. I love meat. Pause. Whoa, shush.
Okay, burger salad. Number one. Test your buzzers first, actually.
Got him.
Broke.
Perfect.
We should do our sizes.
Whopper Junior.
Brooke.
Got him.
Brooke. Oh my gosh. What?
You didn't even give us like a countdown, bro. Like, we're starting now, brother.
Whopper Junior. Just...
I'm about to whoop that ass in this
Go on, fat ass.
It's Burger King.
It is indeed. 1-0 to Brooke.
BK.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke's King. Whoop that ass.
Baconator.
Got him. Bros.
Too much talking, Brooke.
These nuts from Wendy's.
It is indeed.
Up one up, baby.
What a piece.
That's bullshit.
Classic chicken sandwich.
Jordan. That could be anywhere, Mark.
Classic chicken sandwich.
Bro,
brother. That's easy, brother. The classic Jordan? Chicken sandwich.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you know. Jordan Stalling. No.
Oh, that's not a burger, though. Sandwich. That's American. You didn't tell us it'd be American.
Brooke.
Nah.
Popeyes.
It is indeed Popeyes. 2-1.
Hey. Eat that spinach, baby. Eat that spinach.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm not playing
that. Polynesian sauce.
Mark, go.
Western Bacon Cheeseburger. The Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
See, I ain't a bacon dude,
Who's
eh? I ain't a
littest?
Bacon dude, bro.
Okay, I'm just going down the line. I'm going down
Two
the chains.
2-1, Brooke, at the moment.
Western, I ain't with the pork.
The Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
Alhamdulillah. You know what I'm saying? Don't like it.
I would have said Wendy's. I would have said Wendy's, but it's gone.
No, not Wendy's. It is Carl's Jr.
Oh,
I don't really go there. We can't be shitting on things but Carl's Jr.
It didn't last Carl's long. Jr. Like, Carl's Jr. was everywhere for a bit, and then it's disappeared.
Yeah, all four locations.
All right, next burger, the double-double.
Jordan. The double-double is, The
Brooke
double
knows.
Double.
Brooke knows.
The double double.
It's that double digger, baby.
Go on.
Brooke, who do you reckon?
Is it In-N-Out?
It is indeed.
Yeah. I don't travel as much as Brooke. I don't know these random foreign takeaways, bro.
Neeks, what's the score?
3-1.
I think anyone who's been out of the country knows In-N-Out.
Nah, that's an assumption.
Can I see the hidden
You menu? Travelist?
3-1, Brooke. Tower Burger.
Jordan. KFC.
Yeah. Oh. Pulled it back.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Fatty boy's back.
3-2.
You like that?
Beats Burger.
Huh?
The Beats Burger.
Jail?
Wow.
No.
Wow. They do have burgers in jail.
Neither are you going to get this one, I don't think. It's Murder Burger.
They change that
Murder
name.
Burger. Trash, bro.
Trash. Double Quarter Pounder.
Jordan. McDonald's.
Oh, damn it.
Yes, indeed. It's 3-0.
Bought it back. You like that? What
the
you going to do?
Wait,
I already know.
Whack.
I've got one
you
burger left. Winner takes all.
Can I have a go?
And the lettuce.
Can I have a go now?
Say your name.
Before you even say it. Brooke.
Brooke.
Burger Fuel.
It is! Ladies and gentlemen, the lettuce.
You can't get more lettuce.
The lettuce.
You can't get more
lettuce. Talk to him, Brooke. Talk to him.
I'm here, baby.
I'm not triggered.
I'm here.
Is the morning shift.
Kia ora, shifters. I was supposed to do this on the show last week, but obviously we, thanks to paper, scissors and a rock, we cut our show short. But I wanted to do it in today's show because we promised it yesterday. And it's kind of like a buzzy story, but it is something that's in the news cycle, I guess, and quite shocking, quite jarring, really. But over the weekend, a journalist, the news is saying, self-proclaimed journalist, which is true. I don't think he was a journalist in any type of official way. But in protest, he lit himself on fire and I believe has since died. He was taken to hospital straight away with critical condition.
In front of the Donald Trump.
In front of the Donald Trump. But as the news got a hold of it, people realized that it was actually a protest. He had actually planned it and he'd written a memoir. And the memoir is on Reddit and it's all over the internet. And I'm just going to read it because I think the stuff is it's not, this isn't entertainment. It's not for us to buzz out at it, I guess. But I guess it is kind of shocking when you see this in the news cycle and you think someone actually thought, like, he is burdened by the information of the world that he thinks the masses need to know. And he's kind of willing to get this information heard to kind of protest in this way.
I instantly feel sad. Like, yeah. I instantly feel like this is something that is...
Definitely.
I think there's probably something in this. I haven't seen them. I had heard about the story, and I know that, you know, when you are talking on platforms, you have to be careful when talking about something like this. So for me, it was like, oh, man, but I didn't realise that there was something more to it. I heard it was a protest, and I had no idea that it was, yeah, that there was something written about him, or he had written something before he protested in that way and took his own life.
Totally. I'm just going to read some of it. But he said, my name is Max Azzarello. I am a researcher, a journalist who has set himself on fire outside of the Trump trial in Manhattan. This extreme act of protest is to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of a totalitarian con, and our own government, along with their and many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup. These claims sound like fantastical conspiracy theory, but they are not. They are proof of conspiracy. If you investigate this mountain of research, you will prove them too. If you learn a great deal about Ponzi schemes, you will discover that our life is a lie. If you follow this story in the links below, you will discover the rotten truth of post-truth America. You will learn the scariest and stupidest story in world history, and you will realize that we are all in desperate state of emergency that requires your action. He goes on to break down all of these findings, right? And he also says, which, you know, really makes me sad, he said, to my friends and family, witnesses and first responders, I deeply apologize for inflicting this pain upon you, but I assure you it is a drop in the bucket compared to what our government intends to inflict. You know why this is sad? Because there are things, I think, in the world at play that we will never really know. But if you're in touch with your emotions even a little bit, or a type of mind that is willing to explore a little bit. I don't know how. I think people are dealing with a lot of information, and it's sad that this man had to kind of get to this point where he felt like this was the best way to do this. And I read the comments, and you know, it's like, that's crazy, or he's right. It's so hard to watch, because, to be honest, and I'm not saying that I would ever do something like that, but I think some of the same things about the world. Like, there's real evil at play. There's stuff that we will never know, and I have to be very careful with myself sometimes with how much I let myself get bogged down, because some of us got big hearts, and we got minds that, you know, can take us to places. And I think when I read that, I just thought, damn, that's sad. And it's not even to, like, judge or anything like that, but yeah, I think it's a good reminder that it is difficult out here for people that feel so much and want to be important and feel like they need to make a stand in some type of revolution, because it is very confusing out here sometimes.
As I said, I had seen the story, didn't realise that there was a memoir, didn't realise that was what it was about. But I think there's a, you know, when they were talking about utilising your brain power and how we only use a certain amount of our brain, I would argue that in the last 10 to 15 years with the introduction of the internet and mobile phones, that our brains are taking on a lot. And I would argue that we are not equipped, especially our generation, or my generation, your guys' generation. There's so much coming from different angles. What's true, what's not true, what's going on. It's so confusing. And I would like to think that anyone who's listening right now who may feel confused with all this information, to take a step back from it. Some of the most, some of the smartest people, some of my best friends who work in the same industry as us, they have deleted apps off their phone knowing what it's doing to them. That overload of information, and just having the ability to stop, move away from it, process, take your time, and then when you do need to go back on your phone or do need to go back on your PC, you do it. If there's no one there telling you or reminding you that, it's just too much. Like, there's so much information, so much you're trying to process. Give yourself a break and know that you're all right.
100%. And I guess that's why I brought that up today. It's not for us to judge whatever this man did was right or wrong. I think it was just to remind, like, yeah, people do feel deeply and they think about things deeply and they think about things in a very big way. And like Matua Mark just said, I guess that what I was trying to say too is take that breath, have a break and be easy on yourself out there. But yeah, that's that.
I love that.
That is the show too, isn't it?
That is the show for today. It is.
Kind of have it everything. I don't know where to go from there. But we love you. Check on your people as always.
Great reminder.
We'll see you tomorrow.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.